Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. One of Jesus' signature works during his life on earth was the casting out of demons. He went about for 3 years casting out demons and empowered the apostles to do the same thing. But a lot of time, Jesus didn't just cast out demons, he told them to shut up. And what's interesting is he always tells them to be silent when they are saying the truth about him. When a demon says, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God," immediately Jesus says, "Silence, come out of him." And Mark's gospel actually says that Jesus would not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Now, why would Jesus not allow the demons to speak the truth about him? It makes sense that he would stop them from lying, but why would he stop them from saying the truth? The answer is that the truth taken out of context is a very powerful weapon in the hands of demons. And it's a weapon we have to be on our guard against. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The demons knew that Jesus was God, but they also knew that proclaiming this truth, that Jesus was the Messiah, would give the people who heard them the wrong idea. Because, of course, most of the chosen people thought that the Messiah would be a great political and military leader, making Jerusalem a powerful, world-dominating kingdom. They thought the Messiah would go out and execute terrible vengeance on all the nations who had pushed the Jews around in the past. In other words, they didn't understand at all who the Messiah was. So Jesus had to give them context. He had to give them the context of the suffering servant in Isaiah. It's amazing. Jesus tells the apostles no less than 5 times, right in rapid fire succession, that he has to suffer before he can rise on the 3rd day. They didn't get it. They missed the context. So Jesus goes further and he gives them the Beatitudes and then his teaching on mercy and forgiveness. And even so far as to tell them that this universal salvation is for not only the Jews, but also the Gentiles. Until they had the context, they couldn't understand what was meant by calling Jesus the Messiah. And people are constantly trying to present one aspect of Jesus' character out of context. They present his mercy and non-judgmentalness while forgetting to mention his severe condemnation of sin and his warning about hell. Or they talk about his moral teachings and ignore his miracles and the fact that he said he was the Son of God. They highlight his criticism of religious leaders, but they don't talk about the way he actually established the Catholic Church and organized religion with an authoritative leader, the Pope. So when you take one aspect of Christ out of context and neglect the rest, you distort the truth. And that's a danger for all aspects of the Christian life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The demons are especially adept at quoting scripture out of context. We know this from the way Satan quotes scripture at Jesus, trying to get him to do what's incompatible with his mission. In fact, there's one flagrant case where Satan quotes Psalm 91 to Jesus. However, Satan stops quoting the verse at verse 12, where it says, "Lest you dash your foot against a stone." And actually, That's a very convenient place for Satan to stop. Do you know why? Because the very next verse, 13, says, "You will tread on the serpent and the viper, and you will trample on the lion and trample down Satan." In other words, Satan clips the scriptures to avoid the verse where it says that Jesus is going to trample all over him. He stops quoting scripture right when it gets uncomfortable for him. How much church division is based on quoting scripture selectively, honing in on the passages that confirm our bias, and skipping over the passages that would show a fuller, more uncomfortable truth? The fact that Christianity is divided, that Catholics and Orthodox and Protestants don't worship together, don't believe together, it's all the result of taking scripture out of context. Out of context with the rest of scripture, and out of context of the church that gave us the scripture in the first place. And taking things out of context isn't just Satan's way of dividing Christians from one another. It's also the way of dividing Catholics who are all part of the same church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All the partisan politics within the Catholic Church, all of them, they're all based on taking things out of context. The progressive Catholics who want to change all the church's sexual teaching and all its sacramental practice, for example, whether women are priests or deacons, they justify themselves by selectively taking certain things from Vatican II or Pope Francis completely out of context. And the traditionalist Catholics, who spend all their time complaining about problems in the church, calling people heretics, revolting against the hierarchy, complaining about the liturgy, they do the same thing. They selectively take certain things from Vatican II or Pope Francis and act as though that justifies their constant divisiveness. The funny thing is, many traditionalist Catholics only take the tradition as far back as the 16th century, and the church is a lot older than that. Listen, we can only understand Christ, we can only understand Scripture, and we can only understand the church's tradition by submitting ourselves to the fullness that has been revealed by God. By looking at the lives and examples of the saints, past and present, by deeper love and reading of the Holy Scriptures, all of it, by appreciating the full picture of the Church's life and the teaching of the Magisterium in its full 2,000-year history. And when we do that, we will see the true timelessness of the Church and of her official teaching, and we will also see the variety of policies, some prudent, some not so prudent, that the Church, well, quite honestly, the Church has survived all of this for 2,000 years. When we put it all in context, we will see more clearly and probably be more at peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Maybe the greatest form of Satan's temptation is to take things out of context when we're tempted to look down on other people for their failings. This is the division the devil really likes. And it's precisely what Christ condemns. Judge not, that you not be judged. What do we do when we judge? We look at a person's vice, maybe their laziness or their lack of attention to detail, or their failure in marriage, or maybe an addiction, or the fact that they can be rude or self-promoting, or that they talk too much, or they're too opinionated. Whatever it is, we take some defect in the other person and we take it out of context. Because after all, only God knows the context of that person's life. Only God knows the full background that person is coming from. Only God knows the future to which he's leading that person. And only God knows the workings of grace and temptation in his or her soul. But you know the other thing we do? We look at other people and we see they don't have the gifts and strengths that we have. So we judge them. But we take it out of context because the context is they have their own gifts. They have their own strengths and weaknesses. But we also take it out of the context, forgetting that we also have weaknesses. The context, the full context is, I have strengths and I have weaknesses. And you have strengths and you have weaknesses. And the full context is that actually together, we need each other. We're complementary. I need your gifts to compensate for my weaknesses, and you need my gifts to compensate for your weaknesses. That's the full context, right? So resist the demonic temptation to judge. And remember that the only context we know is that this is someone made in God's image, destined for glory, and someone Jesus died for. That's the context of seeing them as a child of God and seeing them as the whole. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What caught your attention with this meditation, Teresa?
I think this is something I experience a lot whenever I don't know if you go to a lot of concerts, things like that. You see someone in their fullest glory, and you're like, they're just above human. And it's because you're kind of out of context.
Yeah.
And it's sort of this very, it's a whiplash effect where when we take things out of context, people can seem like the best of the best or the worst of the worst. But this is why in court, they're saying you must tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because it's so easy to compare ourselves when we see things out of context, which is what a lot of people experience now with the media. We can really believe that we know everything about a person based off of one mistake of theirs.
Yeah.
Which is the most bizarre thing to possibly think.
That's true.
And that we think we can take time out of context.
What do you mean?
Oh, I knew you at this point in your life. I know everything about you.
Oh, yeah.
I know who you are now. You can't change.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine if you could go back and interview people that went to college with mm-hmm. me who don't know me now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I even just think about like small moments where I'm like, that's insane. I hope no one thinks that's what I'm like, but it doesn't matter because I really do like the point that at the end of the day, the only person that knows us perfectly yeah. isn't even ourselves. It's God.
This is very important because we long to be known authentically, mm-hmm. Fully, and appreciated,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing. No human can do that yeah. for you.
It's a desire to be known by God, even if we don't realize it.
Yep.
Because you can look for that in your spouse, and they can know you pretty well, but it's an unrealistic and it's an unhealthy expectation that they'll know you perfectly.
Yep.
That's true with everyone in your life. If you think you're going to find a friend that just gets you, they can get parts of you.
Yeah.
But only God is going to know you, and we need to be more aware of that, more thankful for it.
And it really takes the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it puts realistic expectations on things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when we go to God in prayer, we can finally get what we long for, to be known and understood and loved unconditionally, but also challenged to reach our potential. Thank you.
That really puts things in perspective. Thank you.
The right context. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.